Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of December 2018. Rajasthan High Court has rejected the application of parole for R. Saran Bapu and has asked him to file a fresh application for parole in parole committee. Bombay High Court has dismissed petitions filed by the city-based businessmen brothers Yogesh Mehra and Ajay Mehra challenging an arbitral award, directing them to pay about 700 crore rupees siphoned off by them from a joint venture company between them and German wind turbine major Inercon GmbH. Supreme Court has held that the manufacturers and dealers of vehicles are liable to pay additional tax under Section 6 of the Bihar Motor Vehicles Taxation Act. Kerala High Court, while considering a petition related to church case involving Jacobite and Malankara Orthodox factions, has observed that no discretion is vested in any of officers of police department to decide as to which court order shall be enforced and which shall not be. Kerala High Court has directed the state to inform whether any government fund is being utilized for the promotion and formation of the Women's Wall on the 1st of January. Madras High Court has stayed the notices issued by the Income Tax Department to Disnet Wireless Limited and Essel Limited of Essel for payment of 32.24 crore rupees and 7.54 crore rupees respectively for the year 2010 to 2011 towards non-deduction of TDS on the payment of foreign remittances. Madras High Court has restrained all the political parties in Tamil Nadu from erecting digital banners and hoardings on arterial roads posing a risk to road users and pedestrians until further orders. Bombay High Court has issued directions to Nasik Municipal Corporation, NMC, for ensuring that the river Godavari remains pollution-free. Kerala High Court has rejected a plea by Malayalam actor Dilip, one of the accused in a case related to the sexual assault of a woman actor, for an investigation by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and said he cannot demand which agency should probe charges against him.